I'd like to welcome everybody to the April 10th, 2023 board meeting at the Hamilton Educational Center Boardroom. It is 6 p.m. Call to open the meeting.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Present.
Mr. Schutte?
Here.
Mrs. Clark?
Here.
Mr. Overt?
Yes. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Overt?
Yes. I believe we have some recognition.
We do, sir. Okay. Yeah. We have one recognition this evening, and I'm going to introduce our high school principal, Matt O'Hearn.
Good evening, everyone. Again, I am Principal Matt O'Hearn here at the high school, and it's with great pleasure that I'd like to introduce the director, the crew, the cast of Disney's Newsies. What a great performance. I had the opportunity to attend on opening night, that Thursday night. And I'll tell you what, if you're experiencing anything, you know, negative in your life, or maybe things are going down, go and check out the school play next year, because you can't help but walk away with a smile on your face. As I walked away, you hear the entire cast literally screaming behind the curtain, like they hit the game-winning shot, and I think they did. What an exciting performance. Congratulations to Nikki Harder, her first year as director, but she's worked many years with the play, and I'm excited to see what they're already planning for next year. So without further ado, Nikki Harder.
Hi. I've told many people who've asked me that this was the perfect group of people to do this particular show, and I stand by that. It was just, it was the perfect group. Everyone was so perfectly suited to the roles they were handed. And that was a big part of why it was successful. But I think the bigger part was we established this familial environment, especially within our cast. These kids relish in each other's successes every step of the way. There's a small story that kind of encapsulates that, give you a behind the scenes look, if you'll indulge me for a second. There's a song at the end of Act One of Newsies. It's called Santa Fe, the main character sings. And the last note of that song is an A4. And for those of you who are not familiar musically, that's really high for the average male singer. And Nadir, being the challenge junkie that he is, respectfully, worked tirelessly on that song for months. And there were a lot of times where he got it and it was beautiful, and there were a lot of times where he swung and missed. But regardless, the cast would cheer for him the same enthusiasm every single time. Fast forward to the matinee performance, 3 o'clock on Saturday. And he was the only one on stage, and the stars aligned, and the note came out beautifully. No one was out there to hear it from the cast. They were all in the back watching it stream on the New Line board. And as soon as he hit it, they were all cheering and clapping and so excited, quietly, because we're in the backstage area. But that's just one of dozens of examples that I have that these kids were each other's biggest fans every step of the way. And it gave them an environment to be their most vulnerable, authentic selves, and that's why this was such a good show. And that's so important to invest in, because when you have a group of kids that can be vulnerable in front of an ocean of strangers, something that most grown adults can't do, those kids are going to be incredible leaders. And it's not lost on us that we are fortunate enough to be in a district that thoroughly supports, enthusiastically supports their drama program. There are lots of other programs in this city, let alone in this country, that do not enjoy that kind of support. So we are so excited to do this. I wouldn't want to do this anywhere else with anybody else. That I'm sure of. The only thing I'm not sure of, guys, is how we're going to top this next year. I'm going to have to think on it for a while. But I am so proud of you guys. This was amazing.
Hamilton. Hamilton. That's how you talk.
Well, a lot of negotiations with that one.
I'll pay for it. Do Hamilton.
Yeah. All right. Comments from the board, starting with Mrs. Isaac.
Let's let the board members talk. Okay. Yeah, we'll pull them together. Yeah, we want to take a picture with you guys for your time.
You guys did an awesome job. Congratulations. You know, give yourself a round of applause and just keep doing what you're doing, because we're all noticing it, and you guys should be very proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Mr. Dahmer?
And I will say I was there at the Saturday, 3 o'clock. It's amazing how much time and effort you guys put into that, and how everything just comes together. You know, I want to thank, you know, not only the students who participated, the crew, but also all the parent volunteers, all the volunteers that are there. And I will tell you guys this, it's amazing that you can capture my six-year-old's attention for the entire time that he is there. He loves to move. He loves to get up and move around and be vocal. And he sat there the entire time while you guys were on stage. So thank you guys. Keep doing what you guys are doing. And we can't wait to see what you guys have in store for us next year.
Hamilton.
Yes, that's the plan.
Mrs. Clark?
I will just say I had the pleasure of seeing the show a couple of times, and when you say the perfect group, I mean, what a difficult show, but to have so much talent, it really was the perfect show for them, and their hard work and dedication came through like no other. The choreography was like so magical to see you guys. I mean, that alone, I don't know how you sing and do all that. Like, most people, like, in real life, I thought they had like backup for that, but you guys really did that. And I mean, it was amazing. If there was like a real like High School Musical, like, you guys are that. Like, you literally, I wish it could just be like published nationally, because it was just so cool to see, and you represent us so well. And I absolutely continue to support the drama program and hope to see us continue to do amazing things. So thank you all.
Mr. Sudi.
Well, I can't say a whole lot because circumstances didn't let me see the play. This was the first one I missed in probably 20 years. But keep it going. We all love the play, and that's the reason we back it. And hopefully you continue. Thank you.
So I have one question, and I'm not trying to single any of you out. Nadir, is there anything you don't do?
clean his room.
You can't even be mad, though. I mean, dang.
You have no a time. Special young boy right there. You all are very special, but I hear your name a lot, and you should be proud.
Well, on my part, I know that somebody was looking down and smiling on you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, absolutely. I've had some medical issues, and I wasn't able to see the show. But believe me, you are just as important to us, the community, as any sport team, any football team, any soccer team. You guys really work your butts off, and we really appreciate it. I when I first got here today, they gave me a mic that wouldn't work because
I stole it.
I talked too much. Yeah, they kind of scooted things around. But thank you very much. And I am really, because I got a cousin that works on Broadway in New York City. I can't wait to see Hamilton.
Great.
And I tell you what, I'm really good at starting rumors. So, thank you very much. If you'd like to stay around and see how we approve things, you're more than welcome. I'd like to encourage you. If not, then generally about this time, everybody runs out that door.
I think they want to get a
picture. Before we run anywhere, let's do some pictures. Yeah, that'd be great. I think Caitlin's been having them stand. Like, let's just crush this way. Yeah. Here, you guys just come right up here. There you go. Scoot on back.
Come on Saturday.
Just move around. Like if you can see Caitlin, she can typically see you. There we go. Awesome. Thanks, guys. My work. Yeah, cool.
It's like there's nothing he doesn't do.
Yes. You're going to talk about the band.
Everything. He does everything.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Were you going to say anything about the play?
He doesn't play golf.
She didn't have it in his face.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wish I'd have kept them. Public participation.
Yeah, we have one. Stephanie Wyland, again, come up and please state your name, your address.
Stephanie Wyland, 815 Belford Avenue. I'll start off, I know a lot of them left. Congratulations to those that are behind the scenes with the play and do the play. I didn't get to see it this year, but two of my kiddos did see the teaser and said very good things about it. So, bummed I missed it. But what I came to speak about tonight was last month I spoke on, you know, I would like to see like some positive awards assemblies come back to recognize kids for different areas. And I just want to thank Mr. O'Hearn and the entire high school staff because there was a positive awards assembly that week before spring break. My 15-year-old is mortified. But I appreciate it. So I hope, I know the year is crunching down and there's a lot of work to be done before we go on summer break with state testing, but I would really encourage and love to see kids be recognized before we close the doors for the summer. But Mr. O'Hearn and your entire staff, thank you very much. That's it.
Thank you. I think I'll just make it a general rule that we'll do public participation before we open up the door. You lock the door.
No. Gotcha.
Okay, board's report. Mrs. Clark, would you like to start us off?
I don't have anything really new on the legislative front. My personal report, I would just like to thank the administration, Mr. Tyler, and the other board members that went to the, I'm going to mess up the name of it, the new school board consortium conference.
Yes.
We had an opportunity to go and see our preschool coordinator and teacher demonstrate to people across the country how amazing our preschool program is, and it's just something I personally am so very proud of, to have a community that invests in early childhood education and that ensures that we have licensed teachers that are teaching our students and not just teaching them, but letting them develop socially and emotionally without even knowing that they're learning. It's really amazing to see and hear. And then to learn from other districts across the country about what's going on there safety-wise and otherwise, it was just a great experience. So thank you for allowing me to go. And I wanted to share what an amazing job they did representing our district.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dave.
Well, I don't really have too much. I've been awful busy with mom, and this time has just slipped away, and I haven't been around much to see what's going on. But I love our school and the way things are going, and let's just keep going and get to the end of the year, and we'll start over next year and make it even better.
All right, Dave. Mrs. Isaac?
So, again, congratulations to anyone that participated with the Newsies production. It was a really good show. And happy back from spring break, maybe. I think it was my first day back to work also, so it was a struggle today. One thing I wanted to recognize were a few students that attended the Eastland Career Center Business Professionals of America, the state conference. I attended it many, many moons ago. We won't say how many years ago. But it's actually a really neat thing that they put on through Eastland Career Center. It's actually a lot of career centers that go. But high school, Jacob, and I apologize if I'm butchering their names, Karen, who studies in interactive media, he placed, I think, the top 10 in computer animation team. So it was really a really good thing that he did there. And then the Ohio Military Family Spirit Week starts, I can't talk today, April 17th. From what Caitlin said, we raised $700 in the sale of the t-shirts that she did. So great job with that. And then I think everyone knows that the Hamilton Ranger football golf outing starts on May 27th. So if you want to put a foursome together, let them know. I think it's filling up pretty quick. That's it.
Okay. Jimmy?
Again, I just want to thank everybody. Again, the cast crew, everybody from the Newsies. I know Mr. and Mrs. Kyer, they put a lot of effort into that. And I want to, I know Mr. Kyer gets to chase around the crew and have a lot of fun with that. So, again, thank you guys for that. Thank you for letting us go down to the national conference. I mean, there was a lot of good insight down there. Our preschool, I don't think, gets enough recognition. They were a presenter down there. A couple things that I do want to bring up to people is the fundamentals that they're establishing into our kids at that young of an age is phenomenal. I know it's been going on for a while, and we've graduated kids from preschool all the way through now, and those foundations and fundamentals that are established are amazing, and it continues to prepare our kids not only for school but for life after school, whether it's in college or wherever they're at. One thing that I don't know if a lot of people know is the peer-to-peer inside the preschool. It's eight students to eight special needs students. And I remember when Alex was going through, he took under his wing a couple, a little kid. And I know Jan was talking with Emily as we were doing one of our walks back about how some of these lifelong friendships are created between these peer-to-peers. And sometimes these kids would have never even crossed paths, but yet they're still friends, even as they're juniors or beyond in school. That impact that it has on everybody with inclusion, these kids don't look down on anybody that's there, and that's just, a phenomenal thing that, our kids are exposed to, even at that young of an age at the preschool level. Again, I don't know how many years now in a row we've been a five-star accredited preschool. It's a phenomenal program that we do have. Thank you to everybody that is there. Thank you to everybody that's behind the scenes getting grants and funding and making sure that we're able to provide this great opportunity for our kids. I was actually showing a house today, and one of the ladies that was there mentioned, oh, you guys are, or what school district is it? And I said, it's Hamilton, and she lit up. and she had a kid that's getting ready to come into kindergarten, and she's got another little kid. And, you know, I mentioned about our preschool and, you know, just the fundamentals that we can establish through that. And she was very happy that, you know, where the house sat, just due to the fact of it being in our school district. So our little hidden gem isn't so hidden anymore. People are catching on. And, you know, again, I just want to thank everybody that's at the preschool that's, you know, continuing to do that great work. So that's my report.
Okay, thank you. As far as the play goes, when I told those young men and women that they're just as important, the last play that I was in the second grade at St. John's. After that, you know, we were shoveling snow off the steps or cutting grass on our break. But I'll tell you, I'm a lot smarter now, okay? The first play I ever seen in my life was West Side Story. And I'm sitting there and I'm really trying to consume everything that they're doing. And then all of a sudden the lights come up and everybody gets up and starts walking out. And I looked at my wife and I said, well, that's the stupidest play I ever seen. Not seen, but it was break time. They were coming back to finish it. I just didn't know it. But Jan's report, I've probably been to 60 to 70 workshops since I've been on the board. And yours was one of the best put on. And when it comes to special education and preschool, you know, I look back and wonder how my life would have been different if I would have had something like this. What path would I have walked? I might even have been in a play. I don't know. But, you know, when you first got recognized, I told all the other principals, you ought to thank that person and all her helpers, because they're the ones that gets those kids ready to come into the real world. And, you know, can't thank you enough. In 1964, I was in St. John's, and they had something called Head Start. And this actually goes back that far. And because of funding, it actually just got started, and they cut the funding. And it's been like that ever since. But the way you do it, you know, that's really special. That's my report. Okay. That's Treasurer's report.
I had a couple things, but, you know, since we're just all talking about how great Jan is, I just want to talk about 7.3, notice of reemployment of Jan. So what this is we have to, it's a three-step process. She's retiring, but she wants to come back. So you'll see 7.3 is kind of a notice that I have put in the paper tomorrow saying, hey, she's retiring, wants to come back. In May, we'll have a little item for public participation. So if more people want to come and say how great Jan is, they can. It's open to the public. And then in June, she'll actually retire, and then we'll rehire her back for 1 year. So, but yeah, no, Jan, we go way back. So she does a great job. We all know that. So, but, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Jan, I had to cancel the car that we were buying you for your retirement. I'm sorry about that.
It's my fault.
Yes, I'll take it. Are you sure you want to come back?
Okay, approve financial programs. We have six items. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
And seconded. Any comments?
You've already talked about it a little bit with Jan, but It's what, 30-some years she's been with the district? No, but truly, thank you for your dedication to...
She was my teacher.
I just want to say thank you for your dedication to the district. I mean, the lives that you've impacted that you don't even realize, you know, that you've had a big impact on. And thank you for wanting to come back and to continue the great work that you're doing.
Yeah, moving on from building up Chan. We have a motion. I'm asking for comments for the financial programs. Are there any questions or thoughts? Okay, and do we have did we do a first call rate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
I ask you to roll call.
Yeah. Roll call.
Ms. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes.
You did it. I'm going to do it, yes. he has to recognize me first.
Where are you?
Number 8.
At the bottom of 8.1.
There. Yeah. I know it. Yes, I have nothing at this time.
Superintendent's report.
I'm good. Nothing at this time.
Number 9, we need a motion for educational programs.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any comments? Here or none. Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
You know, Jan. Yes.
On a roll.
Okay. We have 8 items. Can we just have that roll call?
Yeah, we're on 10 now. We have 3 items.
Okay. Personnel, certified, do we have a motion?
Some.
Second.
Any questions?
Just one thing we should say is within that is the retirement of Betsy Carfagna. Mm-hmm. Jeff, how many years with us? It's been I feel like it's been my whole career.
30.
At least,
30
yeah.
Sucks,
yes.
I think overall.
Absolutely fabulous. Will be missed. Just a tremendous resource and just a good person.
Okay, roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Number 11. Got one. Mm-hmm. Personnel certified. Do we have a motion?
So moved. Oh, sorry.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
I abstain. Man, number 12. Approved personnel certified. Well, I can't talk tonight.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions?
With that one, I'd be remiss if I didn't wish a very happy and well-deserved retirement to Kim. That one, they're all special, but that one's really special to me because she and I worked absolutely side by side for 8 years. Prior to that, she spent... Ryan, was it seven or eight years as your secretary as well? Goodness, Jeff, I think she was your secretary for a while, if I reflect back. You missed her? Okay. I guess that would have been when Chris Lester was middle school. Yeah, that's right, because she went to the high school to be Ryan's. But Love Kim. I have a feeling she might be around a little bit, maybe come in and help us out a little bit. We're doing that currently with Gail Bailey is helping us out a bit, and I've kind of asked that of Kim if she might be willing to, so we'll see. But just going to miss Kim an awful lot. She's a big help around.
I might be begging her to go.
I wondered that. Yeah, yeah, you might get buyer's remorse on this vote, Dave. Enjoy.
Yeah, my retirement changed completely after the missus retired here. Okay, 13.
I need a roll call.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Donner?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Abstain.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, personnel classified.
Second.
Any comments? None. Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. We have no table items.
Correct.
Executive session. Do we have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved under item
A.
A.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes.
6:32 p.m.
6:32.